St. Louis, Illinois, is an overwhelmingly African-American community that fell into very hard times in the 1960s and has been struggling to recover ever since. NPR's John Idsty has been in the Midwest this week, talking with people there to get an idea of what's on the minds of voters this election year. Today, he reports from East St. Louis.
I'd like to welcome you to the Katharine Dunham Museum.
The Katharine Dunham Museum, which houses the famous dancer's African art and instrument collection, is a respite from the urban blight of East St. Louis. The museum's library provides a pleasant meeting space for the Eugene B. Redmond Writers Club. Several people associated with the group are here today, including Sherman Fowler, a school administrator turned poet who reads his poem titled East St. Louis.
Home is where our Afro dawn leaps over city decay, and we rise to shine, and pay homage to our stars rising and risen, like Miles, Haynes, Fisher, Jackie, Leon, Leo, Ike, and Tina.
The challenge for East St. Louis is that many of its best and brightest began leaving the community to find work elsewhere after industry fled in the 1960s and 70s. They're part of a migration that's reduced this city's population from a peak of around 100,000 to about 30,000 today. But when presented with the possibility that an upswing in the national economy might benefit their community, those gathered here scoff at the notion.
No, that's not with black people.
You're talking to the white people. You're not talking to black people.
When you ask us a question, we interpret it a certain way. We know that the big picture, we're not in it.
That was teacher and actress Radina Medley. Better educational opportunities are viewed as part of the solution for East St. Louis. But there's frustration among the educators here with the design and funding of President Bush's No Child Left Behind program. Again, Sherman Fowler.
I happen to work with that law as the parent coordinator for the school district. My responsibility is to ensure that all of our schools meet the federal requirements regarding parental involvement. The funds are insufficient. So as a result, there's no way I could be in 30 schools interacting with all of the parents in those schools.
The program forces schools to achieve specific test results or face sanctions, but it doesn't take into account the hurdles many inner-city black children face, says Fowler. While local issues are challenging here, this group is also acutely tuned in to the international scene, including Iraq and terrorism. Here are Sherman Fowler and Darlene Roy.
This stuff affects everybody. If I decide I want to go to Europe, or if I decide I want to go to Africa, I have to be very careful about how I travel and where I travel now. I'm an American.
Right.
I could get blown up.
My son is in the United States Army Band. He's a staff sergeant, and he's stationed in Korea. And I told him, baby, as much as your mom likes to shop, I will not be coming to Korea.
This group is uniformly opposed to the U.S. invasion of Iraq and believes a military solution is unlikely to be successful. Reginald Petty was deputy director of the Peace Corps during the Carter administration.
If a person is willing to give their life for something, blowing themselves up, you really need to analyze what's going on.
Yeah.
Because that's an awfully strong statement.
Yeah.
And really the only way to really modify that is to really say, okay, I'm not sure that I'm willing to go as far as you will to prevent it. That means I've got to kill thousands and thousands. I'm not sure I want to do that. We need to figure out how to do this.
I don't
see that being discussed in terms of how is it that we can work together with these people who we call terrorists.
It's a very complex situation that we're in. Iraq is catch 22. If you leave, well, look at you. You're deserting these people. If you stay, all you can do is get a bloodier nose. I wouldn't want to be in the place of the person who's making the decisions, you know, right now.
That was poet and professor Eugene Redmond. Given the black community's long tradition of voting for Democrats, it's not surprising that this group plans to vote for John Kerry. But it won't be with a lot of enthusiasm.
I think it won't be pro-Kerry, it'll be anti-Bush. I think blacks are going to be sufficiently upset with Bush that they'll vote against Bush, not necessarily for Kerry.
Yeah.
Bush got to go. Bush has got to go. And so because of that, I'd vote for the devil over George Bush.
Motivating black voters will be the key, this group agrees. If the election is as close as the polls suggest, that could be a deciding factor. John Idstey, NPR News.